The parsha lefty parsha that we read, parsha Kisavai, starts with Vahaya Kisavai Laaret, and will be when you will enter Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Alekechem Naseim Lecha, Echlo, that Hashem gives you for inheritance, V'rishto, V'yashavta Bo. Like Rashi said, that this parsha is after the time when they've already conquered the land and give it to the Shvatim, then starts the mitzvah of Bikurim. The parsha starts. Belokasom reshikol priyon ma asher tavina etzucha asher Hashem loyitacha noitzein loch v'tam tovatina v'alachto amokayim asher yivchar Hashem loyitacha l'shakein shmoishom. And the parsha goes on to tell me the halacha, the din of bikurim, what we do, the first fruit that grows, we take it to Yerushalayim, we put it in a basket, we bring it to the kohen, and he brings it to mizbeach, and in detail the mitzvah of bikurim. It's well known, the Chazal, that says the importance of the mitzvah of Bikurim, because obviously the first fruit that a person grows is especially dear to him, especially the fruits which grow on a tree, which he planted a tree and wait for 3 years of Arla, and then the fourth year he has to revive, and only the fifth year he's allowed to eat the fruit, and he's anxiously awaiting the fruit to come. And when the first fruit comes, the first thing obviously he wants to have pleasure himself from this fruit, and instead he takes the fruit which is most dear to him, which he's been waiting for such a long time, and he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Kohen. That shows how much love he has for Hashem, that he brings the thing that's most dear to him and most special to him, he brings that to the Beit HaMikdash. Just from reading the parasha, it would seem that when Moshe Rabbeinu talked about coming to the land, it's as if the first mitzvah that surrounded when they come to Eretz Yisrael would be the mitzvah of Bikurim. So we put a special emphasis on this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bikurim. Although the Bikurim would come on trees, like I said, will only be in the fifth year, and even Bikurim on, which is passed on wheat and barley, which would be in the first year. But before that, we still did have to plow the land, and the halachas of the different halachas of the planting, that we shouldn't plant lion, and that we shouldn't be chayish b'shvichcham or yachtov. Isn't Mrs. Leif to say? And the other things that we plant, which are not fruit, there are chumas maitris. And here we put a special, just from reading the parasha, it seems that we come to Eretz Yisrael, and the first thing we do is Bikurim. When you come to the land, and obviously there's a significance to the mitzvah of Bikurim, a special significance to this mitzvah of Bikurim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he talked, the first thing he talked about when they're going to come to land, that you'll be able to be Mekayim and mitzvah of Bikurim. So I thought to explain this with a thought from the previous week's parasha, in Parashat Ki Tzeteh. The Pesuk says, Ki tivneh bayit chadosh v'asita ma'aka l'ragecha. When you will build a new house, you should make a ma'aka, v'lo yitzachim domo reisecha, v'kiyipo anef l'renu. Don't leave a danger in the house because someone might fall. So therefore, a person has to build a gate on his roof. If a person has a roof in a new house, he has to build up a gate in order that no one should fall. A mitzvah ha'tei of ma'aka. So the Mepharshim asks that this pasuk, why does this pasuk make a contingency, ki shivna bayit chadash, when you build a new house? The mitzvah of Aika is that any house which is missing the gate needs. In other words, let's say we had bought the house from a goy who didn't have a ma'aka, or we had a ma'aka that fell down, or we opened up a new roof on our house, or opened up a new window. All these things need a ma'aka, or if we dug a pit. And here we say, ki shivna bayit chadash. When we start to build, when we build a new house, then you must make ma'aka. Okay, it's necessary, whenever we have a house which is missing a ma'aka, it's not contingent on building the house. Even if we buy the house, we have to make a ma'aka. So the Sefer Sidur Shal Shabbos of Reb Chaim Chernovitz, he explains this with Moshe. He says, for example, a person who goes out to go to the business, and he went to a big marketplace, to the big day of market, where he would buy his supplies for which he would do his business the whole year. Once a year was the big market day, and everyone traveled to the place where the market was, and there he would buy all his wares, and there all the wholesale came, and he would buy all his wares, and that's what he would sell, and he would have his profit for the year from the big market day. So, to get into the market, he had a lot of expenses. Listen, that time he had to travel by wagon, a train by wagon for many weeks to get there, and he had staying inns on the way, and he had to hire a wagon to take his wares with him, and it was a very, very large expense. And this, he made all this expenditure because at the market, he would be able to purchase all the different wares that he would be able to have parnasa for the whole year. Since all the vendors were there at the market, at the big market day, not only did he buy for his business, but he bought a few personal things also. It was cheaper, and he bought a few things for how they needed, and a few of the things that a person needs once he was there already in the marketplace, and he bought that as well. So obviously, the expenditure that he made in order to get the market, and all the difficulties he went through, sometimes there was even rough danger to go through a caravan to get there. Obviously, he only made that expenditure and went through all the trouble was to buy the wares for the business. However, once he was there, he also bought a few things for himself. But if someone would have come to the market and totally forgotten about buying for the business and would end up only buying the few little things that he needed for the house, obviously, we would look at this person as a fool. Why is it that he went out and he so much time and effort just to buy things which are not the ikker? Now, that was the purpose of his trip. The purpose of his trip was totally business. The little bit that he's for his personal effect, that definitely does not justify the expense. It doesn't justify the trip. When he has the expense of the trip, it can be justified. So too is our outlook towards all the different things in the physical world. The mitzvahs that the Rabbanim gave us in this world, the reward which we get for them and the greatness of them cannot be compared to anything, to all the pleasures of the world. So therefore, if a person comes to this world and he builds himself a house, so the house has seemingly two purposes. One purpose is he can live there and he can visit there and he has shelter. It's his own personal needs. Other purpose is that he can put up a mezuzah and they get a mitzvah. He could build a matzah and get a mitzvah. He could do a mitzvah and he could bring guests in the house and do a mitzvah. So now what's the aim, what's the main tachlis, and what's the secondary tachlis? So that will depend on the person's outlook. If the person's outlook is that he realizes that the most important thing that a person can do in this world is do a mitzvah, then his main purpose of building the house is an opportunity to do the mitzvah. But in order to do the mitzvah, we need a physical house. The person has to live, he has to eat, he has to have shelter. Also, he will have his shelter and his place to live. But the ikkar, the most important thing for him, is to be able to do mitzvah. Same thing with a person making bread. A person breaks bread, so there's two things. One thing, he gets to eat. The other thing, he can give it to an army, he can take challah, he can take some mitzvahs. So what is his major purpose? Oh, it's his primary purpose, and what is his secondary purpose? Is his primary purpose for his own anah, his secondary purpose to do mitzvahs, or the other way around? So, seemingly, we could have two people who, and if we look at it, it seems to do the same thing. Both of them baked the bread. Both of them built a piece for challah. Both of them built a house. Both of them built a mezuzah. Put on a mezuzah. So it seems that actually what they did was the same thing. But there's a world of difference between the two people. One person who his major, the primary purpose was to do the mitzvah, so he gave challah. And Agav, he also ate the bread. While the other person, he ate the bread. But Agav, well, you can't eat the bread without giving challah, so to give challah. And there's a world of difference, even though they both ate bread, they both gave challah, but there's a world of difference between the two. One person went to the market, did the main purpose, and no one spent the time on the secondary purpose, because the as compared to the mitzvahs and the tzchayim will get in Olam Haba, and the Nachas Ruach will do the Rabban Shalom, all our principal pleasures are secondary. So therefore, the Pesuk said, "Yisidah b'ayis chodosh v'asidah ma'ayim l'gagecha." A person's thought should be at the time of building the house already, that what I want to do by building this house is to make a ma'asa. That's his primary purpose. And then we have a talk of b'lo yisrach lo v'aseicha. No bad will happen in this house, because this house was a house which was built in order to do mitzvahs. And those life was a life which was built in order to do mitzvahs. And all the things that we need to take from this house are only secondary. So that's why, said when Moshe could say, can bring over to our parasha of the parasha of Bikurim, and say that was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Bnei Yisrael. In the Midbar, the Bnei Yisrael were divorced from the physical world. Their food was man, which was the food of the Malachim, which was not physical in any way. They drank water from the Be'er. Their clothes didn't get old. They never needed new clothes. Their shoulders were ananya covered, which were also spiritual. Well, they now have to deal with working and planting and harvesting, and their whole life was learning the Torah and directly having parnasa from the Ribono Shel Olam. However, now they're moving to Eretz Yisrael, and they're moving into Eretz Yisrael, and we have a new life after the Ganecha, the people have to work the land, and they have to have a physical existence. And all the different physical things, they're gonna make wars, they're gonna build houses, they're gonna plant trees. So the question is, what the outlook is? The outlook is that we're gonna plant trees, but unfortunately, in quotation, we have a lot of trouble also because we have to do a lot of mitzvahs. That's not so easy. We can't just plant our trees and make wine and drink it. We have to plant trees, so to keep Arla, and then we have to revive, and Tumas and Mitzvahs, and make wine, and then we can drink it. So, if we look at the mitzvahs as something which is an obstacle between us and a physical hanah, or we can apply the opposite outlook. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us an opportunity to do some mitzvahs. And the reason why we have a physical world is in order to sanctify all the mitzvahs the Ribono Shel Olam gave us. So therefore, our first outlook is, which mitzvah will I be able to do? What will I be able to be in the kind of mitzvah? If we have the outlook, well then, the first thing, is the first thing actually doing, even though it didn't grow yet, even though it hasn't been planted yet, even though he hasn't even captured the land yet, but he's already the Lakhtam and Shiko Kriyadoma. He's taking the most beloved fruits, and he's already giving it to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Bnei Yisrael how they met their physical existence. They released the new physical existence as an opportunity to mitzvah, as an opportunity to make the Dvarim Shabbat, the holy mitzvah, the basis of their lives. The first thing, what they're looking forward to, not looking forward to eating that first fruit. They're looking forward to, anxiously looking forward to being able to take the first fruits and the Beis HaMikdash. So then the whole existence is different. Their existence is that they're going to the fair to buy the schar, which is going to take them to the whole life of Olam Ad, but the whole life which we'll have in Olam Haba, and only as a site, as something which is secondary, that they're going to have what they need for this world.